Merry Christmas.
자, 오늘 행복하고 기쁜 성탄절입니다. 온 인류를 구원하기 위해 또 나를 사랑하셔서
And please give a glory and clap your hands to our Lord to came to the earth and save us. And please give a glory and thanks to our Father God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Today's birthday of the Lord, so I just first mentioned our Lord, and the second, Father God. Glory to God in the highest and on the earth, peace among those whom His favor rests. Today is truly a joyful and blessed day. About 2,000 years ago, Jesus, the Son of God, was born in Bethlehem to save all mankind from sin and give them the eternal life. Prophecies about the birth of Jesus appear through the Old Testament, including Genesis, and these prophecies were completely fulfilled with the birth of Jesus. Moreover, the birth of the Lord Jesus is a fact clearly proven by history. Human history is divided into AD and BC based on the birth of our Jesus. That is BC, which stands for the before Christ, refers to the history before the birth of Jesus, and AD, which stands for AD, refers to the history after the birth of Jesus. It's mean the Anno Domini, mean after the birth of Jesus. In this way, the fact that God came to the first human form is something that cannot be understood by the human knowledge or science, but is a clearly fact that truth as proven by history. It's a really amazing thing that we just separate the area, and the standards of the birth of Jesus. That is already manipulated and the planet from the deep miraculous Father God's providence. Implanted in the human being's history, that God is of, became the form of the human being and came here. But here's even more surprising fact. Jesus, although He is the only begotten Son of God, did not come to His earth in the majestic and the powerful form. He was born in the shabby stable, laid in the manger, and suffered all kinds of hardships, and died on the cross. This contains God's amazing providence. God created man in His own image and breathed life into his nostrils, making him a living being. So, please imagine how horrible Father God would feel when Adam disobeyed and committed sin. But however, Adam's committing sin, after that, human beings just controlled by the evil, the Satan, and our communication line just cut off from the Father God, because the human beings didn't have any the connect lines with the spiritual things with the Father God. Just being controlled by the darkness, Evil 7. And Romans chapter 6:16 says, Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves as slaves for obedience. You are slaves of the one whom you obey. By obeying the enemy devil, people ended up not belonging to God, but the enemy devil. People who have become a servant of the devil in this way have lost the imagination of God and have failed to keep their duty. Therefore, Jesus was born in a humble place to save those who were no different from the animals and was laid in the manger, a container that holds animals' food. Please think about this. So almost parents, just so you know, prepare for best one for the newborn baby. Even the parents are in a poor, they would prepare the warm and the cotton blanket for a newborn baby. And make a room, the warm for newborn baby, for her or his mother. But Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, was born in a really humble place, being laid in a manger. But that is just the deep providence of a Father God. Please think about why should the Father God make His begotten Son to be born on the earth like that way? Because this is for all our mankind who lost imagination of a God and were like animals. But Father God sent His begotten Son like this way to make people recover their own image of a God. So you already know the spiritual meaning why our Jesus Christ should be burned in the manger. But that as a meaning says He was laid in to become the true food for human beings. If you realize that deep love of Father God through this providence, you would take it to heart. This is just, sorry, you've heard every years, every Christmas season. But if you consider it more, the King of a King of a Lord of a Lords was born in the animal's food container. You might feel so greater love is coming to your heart. But spiritual perspective, when the Lord was born, so countless heavenly hosts and angels surrounded the place, and they just praised the Lord. But so, in fleshly perspective, so our Lord was born in a so shabby, humbled situation. And the lady in the manger. So now, Jesus Christ became our true food. He says in the John chapter 6, 51 to 55, I'm the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eat of this bread, he will live forever. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you, for my flesh is food instead. Moreover, Jesus, although he was the King of kings and the Lord of lords, he lived in the poverty to atone for our poverty. And finally, he atoned for the sin of all mankind by being crucified and shedding his precious blood, and gave the power to become a children of God through the gift of the Holy Spirit to all who believe in him. With what kind of a heart did you come to the temple of God on this day to celebrate the birth of Jesus, our Savior? Just as the Magi offered gold, frankincense, and myrrh as a gift, I hope that you too will offer the Lord your most precious gifts, prepared with all your heart, mind, and sincerity. That gift is the resembling our Lord. So through today's sermon, let us practice more and more fervently to resemble our Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, in today's verses, Acts chapter 4, 12, we see Peter and John boldly preaching the name of the Lord Jesus before the high priest and elders. And there's salvation in no one else, for there's no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. It says that there's only one name under the heaven by which mankind can be saved, and that is the Lord Jesus. So then, what spiritual meaning is contained in the name of the Lord Jesus who gives salvation? From now on, I prayed in the name of the Lord that you all may fully joy through peace, joy, and the blessing in the Lord by the knowing the meanings. First, the fact that the name of the Lord Jesus contains only yes and amen. Jesus, who though he was in a very nature God, did not consider equality with God, but humbled himself, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. A servant has no will of his own. Only by working with a master's heart can be accomplished the things. It's a duty of a servant to do what his master wants, regardless of whether it suits his heart or not, or whether it suits his feeling or not. Our Lord Jesus became a servant and completely obeyed the will of God the Father. Jesus himself had no reason to die. But there is no reason to follow to our Lord to came to here. Because he had so many highest authority in heaven. There's no any reason to Jesus, our Lord, to become a human being and came to this earth. But, however, because he obeyed God's will, he was obedient until death. And through this, he was able to completely accomplish the providence of a human redemption. Then, how did God the Father exalt Jesus, who only followed God's will with yes and amen? Philippians chapter 2, 9 to 11 says, therefore, God highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and earth and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And the God exists Himself. And the Father God separate Him to three. Got the Father, Son of a, got the Son, and got the Holy Spirit. And He planned for a long time to cultivate the human beings in heaven before a long time ago. And now, after we, the human beings' cultivation, and the children of a Father God will live forever in heaven. And when we see the Lord there, okay, oh, Jesus Christ is our Lord. But if you realize that, oh my goodness, that King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, really came to here, been forming of the human being to save me. And after that, get crucified on the death, and that you cannot help but just cry and just, you know, being moved, be moved when see the, our Lord Jesus Christ there. And even further, we were blessed that we can do everything under the Jesus Christ, name of the Jesus Christ. In my case, I just kind of a pastor here leading the Samamin church and preaching the this precious gospel. I've learned from the my father emeritus pastor. When I plays as a role of the senior pastor, and plays a role as the just assistant pastor, it's a really different feeling you might feel towards me. Like that. If you feel, or if you recognize deeply about Lord, you would be different type of feeling when see the Lord in heaven. So please take the our Lord's love, and what should we do to your heart, and let's go forward. Since Jesus completely obeyed and fulfilled God's will with Amen, He became the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and all things in the world bowed down before Him. I hope that you will be honored in heaven and the earth, and gain glory with the Lord by only obeying the truth and the will of God with Amen and a yes, regardless of your benefit or convenience. I also sometimes feel sorry about the lack of the power, or lack of the ability when working for our kingdom of God. I prayed more fervently and more dedicate myself, then this power or energy from the above is given us, and I can do it. So like this why. So under the Jesus Christ the name, we can do everything. So now, let us obey the will of God like Jesus Christ. We can do it, everything. Secondly, the name of the Lord Jesus contained the authority and the power of God. John chapter 1, 3, all things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. This means that since all things under heaven were created through the Lord as a creator has authority to rule over all things. Therefore, when Jesus commanded something, even the inanimated wind and sea obeyed and become a calm, and when he cursed the fruitless fig tree, it withered any away immediately. Jesus also had the power to forgive sins. Matthew chapter 9:2, when a paralytic came to Jesus, he said, "Son, take heart. Your sins are forgiven." And then he said, "Oh, so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." Because Jesus was completely without sin, he had authority to forgive a sinner and save them from the punishment for sin. Moreover, our Jesus had the power to heal all diseases and infirmities and even raise the dead. In John chapter 11, Jesus said to the body of Lazarus, who had been in the tomb for 4 days, "Lazarus, come out." And the dead man came out. His hands and feet were bound with a linen cloth. Jesus, as our Lord, has amazing power of God. Even today, if we rely on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and ask with faith, we can receive that answer to anything. You too have seen this experience of many powerful works being performed in the Lord's name at this church. Because of Jesus Christ, so all suffered, all things, the trials, the hardship, and the pain, the crucified on the cross. So the power that Jesus Christ has is just exists among us. Like this. So people or families, ancestors obeyed and practiced the Father God. Their descendants also enjoy that kind of a blessing after a long, long time. So like this, because of Jesus' dedication and the sacrifice, so we Christians believe in Lord. So we enjoy that power of God and the blessing life in the word of a life. And also, you saw that disciples of the Lord that act a kind of a power of a God after ascending Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this through the this church, the miracles the miracles recorded in the Bible, such as the blind opening their eyes and the deaf appearing, lame walking, is still happening today. Because the name of the Lord Jesus contains the authority of the power of God, if we fully believe in that name and go forward, the enemy devil will tremble in fear. Please pray even harder that in the coming years of 2025, this powerful work will be even more greatly manifested and that through this name of the Lord Jesus will be widely spread through the world, greatly glorifying the Father God. Dear brothers and sisters, thirdly and finally, the name of the Lord Jesus contains the love of God. Our God, being love itself, has proven its love for us through his Son, Jesus Christ. So John chapter 4:10, "Here in the love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to the propitiations for our sins." Jesus was crucified to save us sinners. When our Jesus was crucified, was a Father God sitting peacefully on the throne? When Jesus was hung on the cross with a nail driven into his hands and feet, and his blood and the water poured out, it means that our God was also crucified with Christ. In other words, Father God felt all that pain like Jesus Christ. Parents might understand that. Parents feel for their little baby. They had a high fever, just crying without any speaking because they cannot speak. But the heart of the parent is broken when they see their baby was suffering from high fever and the pain. If their parents couldn't feel that baby's pain, sympathizing with the babies, it would be really big different, a big problem. But almost parents feel for their little baby. Like this, Father God felt for Jesus Christ on the cross. So Father God suffered pain in a deep place when Jesus Christ was on the cross. Even Father God knew that the Son of God, the death will be come out a glory. But at the moment, it was a really weeping time to Father God and Jesus Christ on the cross, give comfort to the Father God, saying, please don't worry about me. I will give glory to Father God after this suffering. So like this, Father God in heaven, so feel for us when we going forward with a faith, he would be pleased. But when we fail and suffered from the fleshly thought or kind of that, Father God would worry about that. But like Jesus Christ, so we can give comfort to Father God, saying, Father, I'm okay. I can do it. Even though I just looks kind of a weak, but failed, but I can stand up again. So that is a great, great love that Father God just gave away His begotten Son for sinners, all sinners on the earth. That is not enough to say something. So His love is so enormous to give away His Son. Let us please feel that love of God. But today, there are so many people who do not know about God's great love. So even as we separate the Christmas, we can see many church members who, rather than the coming before God to give a thanks and the glory, simply eat, drink, and pursue their lusts. Indeed, we must realize the love of God who sent Jesus Christ and strive to spread it to those who do not know it. As written in Isaiah chapter 53:5, "But he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wound we were healed. The Lord took on the suffering and the curse caused by our transgression and the sin, so we can enjoy the true peace and the rest." Just like this, we should know that the name of the Lord Jesus contains the immeasurable, deep, and wide love of God the Father, and that we must live a life that repays that grace and the love in any way we can. Dear brothers and sisters, we know well that what the blessing of Christmas is, that behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which names God with us. Christmas is a truly amazing blessing in which God forgives us all our sins and is with us. Before man sinned, Adam walked with God in the Garden of Eden. However, after he sinned, he became a man of flesh, and God could no longer be with him. But it was Jesus who came to this earth and became the mediator between God and us, and so the blessing of Emmanuel came. Now, we are blessing to be with the Father God through the Jesus Christ. Therefore, on the day Jesus was born, countless hosts of angels celebrate the birth of the baby Jesus and sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace on those on whom his favor rests." Also, the Magi brought the precious gifts to the baby Jesus, and the shepherds gave glory to God. Even today, we ask our beloved saints who have come to worship with such a great joy, excitement of the Christmas, to always keep the Lord in their hearts and live a life that please God. So, celebrating Christmas 2024, I hope that God's blessing will be with you until day of the Lord comes again. Now, beyond God is with us, so I hope to Father God walking with you all the time. May you be filled with the hope and joy of the New Jerusalem every day. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our true light. Dear brother and sister, Merry Christmas.
Hallelujah, our Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, drive away their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious and infectious diseases and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu go away. May you protect them from all diseases, heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pain go away, including backache, headache, and neuralgia. All mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together, make their skins fully recover from burns, all burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. Cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning. Make their dead nerves and cells regenerate. Make the dead revive. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants, go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness, go away. Darkness be driven away, and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cast off sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers, and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to your glory, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, "I've met and experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.